Mason, I'm your biggest fan, and I always will be. Hello, Pierre. I know you're there. Hello, everyone else, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. I am Julie Mayer, and this is my show. We are blowing in on the Alaskan Express and broadcasting live from the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor, located in sunny and windy Anchorage, Alaska. I'll be your hostess for the next hour. Please check your screen for the toll-free call-in numbers for Station 1, which is where you are listening. And if you can't get through, check the toll-free numbers for Station 2. When you do get through, please turn off the sound from your computer so we don't get the feedback squeal that makes it impossible for us to hear you. If you've called in before and gotten a reading, please give others a chance to experience the fun. I'm a professional psychic medium who carries a Ph.D. in religion and a D.D. in divinity. I'm an ordained minister, a reader, a mother, a wife, a sister, and a friend. I am now officially a radio host. I'm really enjoying this latest direction that Spirit has pointed me in and look forward to many fun and interesting shows in the future. I love feedback. Please, feel free to log in and give me some. Be the first on your block. And thank you in advance. If you like my style and delivery and would like to have a personal session with me or want information about my special guest, please click on my information and contact my Anchorage office. The brief readings you receive on the radio only scratch the surface of the message. So if you're serious about your growth, a personal reading is what you really want. I can read in person, or I can read over the phone. Those of you in Alaska can find me here at Stars of Alaska on Thursdays from noon until 6 and Sundays from noon to 4. I will be offering another beginning mediumship seminar coming up July 19th and 20th, and if you're interested in learning more about the process of mediumship, this is the class you want to take. I'm a serious teacher with a unique teaching style. My core intention is to train mediums to be ready to read. There is no mystical approach to what I teach or what I do. There is a process. If you are willing to study and apply what is taught, you can learn. You too can be a medium. It takes dedication and commitment, but most importantly, it takes an open mind willing to perceive things a little differently. Coming up on my social calendar, Stars of Alaska, Daydreams and Fairies, and myself will be at the annual Bear Paw Festival coming up July 12th, 13th, and 14th in Eagle River. The Bear Paw Fest is always a lot of fun, so mark your calendars and make plans now to attend. On the Rockstar home front, John Edwards will be in Anchorage this coming Friday night at the Sheraton Inn downtown. You can get your tickets at teletix.com. Go there and click on Anchorage. The Sheraton is not selling tickets. They are only providing space for John. I'll be there. You should be there, too. Show the interest from our community by supporting events such as this. I know I can't wait to see him work his process in person. Just for a little background, I'd like to share that my intention and purpose for doing this work is to help heal hearts. My work is based in getting messages from those who have made their transition to those who still grieve. Those across the veil are fine. We are the ones left with a wound. Healing this wound takes time. Mediumship is by no means a replacement for grief counseling, but it can certainly aid in the process. Sometimes it's the little things in the messages that help this process the most. Many times I'll get confirmations about things and plans you have made as it's their way of letting you know that they are watching and helping you. It's kind of freaky, but it's kind of fun. And a neat way to validate that they are still a very real part of your everyday life. Consciousness does not stop with our transition, and love never dies. If you would like to call in tonight for a short mini reading, you're welcome to do so. If you'd like to ask a question of my very special guest, that would also be great. Please check your screen for the toll-free from anywhere 800 numbers on Station 1 or on Station 2. These numbers are very easy to find. Just look on the screen you're listening to. Please keep in mind that I'm not a reader who tells fortunes or predicts futures. I don't wear a turban or work out of a dark alleyway. My personal philosophy is that we must live in the present moment and let the future unfold as it will. In short, your future is up to you and depends on the choices you make every moment of every day. Personal reads with me will help you focus on where you truly are at this point and bring insight into why you make the choices you do. Conscious responsibility is the key to a brighter outlook. Readers can't solve your problems, but they can help you see them from a different perspective. We are only the translators for your message. Your consciousness dictates your choices. Psychic medium means I'm picking up on the energy you allow me to pick up on. Reading minds is not in this category, so please, be open to be read. The less I know about you and your situation, the more accurate I can be. Please don't feed me information, but confirm with yes, no, or I understand. If I know you, please wait until we're finished with our brief reading to introduce yourself. I love hearing from old friends, but if you tell me before we start, I can't read for you. With that, I would like to say a short prayer, and then we'll begin our show. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround us all in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karma be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road we walk. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels from the fifth dimension and higher. Friends and family who have crossed over, you're welcome to come through at this time. We do close the gate to beings of negativity, those who carry dross. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, this session here or hereafter. We call now on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually, and please surround us collectively. With that claiming of our space, we will now begin. It is with a very happy heart and pleasant memories that I welcome tonight's special guest, your ghost host, Renee. Welcome, Renee.
Hi, thank you.
How are things in beautiful downtown Bisbee, Arizona tonight?
Things are wonderful. My friend Andrea and I are sitting on my front porch watching a lightning storm.
Really? You're not carrying a golf club, are you?
No.
Renee, I took your Bisbee tour with some friends back in February,
mm-hmm.
and it was really scary fun, and I was really impressed with your knowledge and your spooky stories.
Thank you.
How long have you been in the ghost tour business?
We started the tours about a year and a half ago.
Okay. We have our first caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Your show sounds interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's right. I won't say anything. Anything that you're getting from my family or my guides?
I'm seeing dollar signs around right now. Are you really worried about money?
Yes. I'd like
okay.
to.
When we worry about stuff, when we really go in that negative direction, that's what we bring to us. I get the sense of a grandfather on the other side. Is there a Larry or a Walter on the other side for you?
There is a grandfather. Did you say a name?
I said I'm hearing Larry or Walter.
I don't know about that for a grandfather.
Okay. Go back. If you can validate through your family, and I feel like this is Dad's dad. Is that right? Is your grandfather and your dad's side crossed?
Yeah, my dad and my grandfather are on the other side.
Okay. Is there a connection to the name Larry with either of those two, Larry or Walter?
No.
Okay. Check into your family history, because one of them was a banker.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like... Pay attention to your banking, okay? Just because you have checks doesn't mean you have money.
You're supposed to send some down.
Huh?
You're supposed to send some down. There's a bank.
Yes, energy. And more checks or more money. Watch your finances, because I feel like that's the crux of a lot of your angst right now.
Yes.
Okay, know that I'm getting your dad's dad is the one coming through, and he's given me the names Larry or Walter. So if you can validate through that those names through your family,
okay.
And know that either one of these people was a banker.
Ah, because I never met his father or his grandfather.
I know the
other side. I don't know that side.
Start digging into genealogy if you can. You might be surprised at what you find.
Oh.
This could be a whole new adventure.
Yes, it could.
Okay, go get them. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You too. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Hey, Renee, back to the ghost tour stuff.
Okay.
Did you give tours before you came to Bisbee?
Nope, never.
So what got you started in this?
Well, when I first started to visit Bisbee, I couldn't understand why they didn't already have a ghost tour since the town is so famous for its paranormal activity.
Yeah.
So I just saw a niche, and I wanted to fill it.
And it's working well for you, isn't it?
Yes, we just recently started a tour in Tombstone.
Yeah.
And that's going very well. And, of course, we have the one in Bisbee, and we're starting to expand the one in Bisbee, and so
oh, wow.
It's going really well.
Have you ever worked with real official ghost hunters?
Yes. I work closely with the International Community for Paranormal Investigation and Research.
Yeah.
And their website is icpir.org. And they are the investigators who will be coming to Bisbee to lecture for our Paranormal Weekend, which is
taking place
July 18th through the 20th.
Really? And
yeah.
So is the whole town on it? In on this?
No.
Do people really throw rocks at you?
Yes, people really throw rocks at us.
I was on your website, and I looked at that, and I was like, oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's got to be a joke. Okay, it's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I wish it was a joke.
It will be one day.
Yes.
Yeah, I predict that you'll have great success in Bisbee.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What was it like to work with ghost hunters?
Well, on the first ghost hunt I went on with them, it was at the Museum of Western Heritage in Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
And during the investigation, one of the gentlemen who's part of the team asked for a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And a glow stick we had flew across the room.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then I was in a room with the same gentleman, actually, and we were doing some EVP work, and I felt somebody touch my arm.
Yeah.
And I kind of turned around thinking I might have bumped into something in the room, and there was nothing there.
Toy.
So that was pretty neat.
Which is the scariest between Tombstone and Bisbee? Who would win that? If I wanted to get really scared, where should I go?
Well, the Gulch in Bisbee is kind of scary, but that's not because of the ghosts.
Yeah.
Why you're talking for the ghosts, I would definitely come to Bisbee.
To Bisbee, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, when you started out, was it hard to get accurate history from people?
You know, the history, we would go to the local historians in our local mining and historical museum.
Mm-hmm.
So the history, it wasn't hard to find.
How about the ghost lore? Was
the
that
ghost
hard?
Lore was a little more difficult because there's lots of books written and lots of websites that have inaccurate stories.
Yeah.
And so when we would go to the local buildings and ask, you know, the people that worked there about the stories, they had different stories for us, and some of them even claimed that their place wasn't haunted, whereas these books and websites said they were. So it was very interesting, you know, going through and collecting the stories and collecting the folklore, which is what we do. We don't, you know, we don't claim that we're psychic and can see the ghosts. We just focus specifically on the folklore of what other people have seen.
Don't shoot me, I'm just the tour guide, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we had a beep. Is there a caller there? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
That's great. I'm fine.
Did you have a question for the Renee, the ghost tour lady, or did you have a question for me?
Well, actually, I had a question for you.
Okay.
But I just want to know, like, was there any messages?
Hang on one second. I've got a great big airplane going over here. It's summertime in Alaska. That's one of the casualties of living here is a beaver flying right in front of your window. What was your question?
My question was, I was wondering, was there any messages or, like, what, did you pick up anything?
Romantically, is that what you said?
No, I mean, was there any messages? Do you have any messages?
I feel like there's a woman around you. Is your mother cross?
No, but my great.
Huh?
No, not my mother.
Not your mother? Does she have a sister that's crossed?
No.
Okay, I'm getting a real strong female vibration around you, and it either feels like a mother or an equal to a mother, so it could be
that would be my great-grandmother.
What? I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
Hello.
Great aunt?
Yeah, my great grandmother.
Your great grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like this is more like mother, and it's an equal to mother. So it's like a friend of mother or an aunt or a cousin or someone like that. Does anyone come to mind?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, my aunt, yeah, my one of my aunties just passed, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello. Know that she's around you, and I'm actually smelling a flower called a peony or a peony, depending on which part of the country you're from. They've got a very pungent fragrance, and I feel like she either kept them by her door or they grew outside her door. You might want to check on that.
Okay.
Okay. And she's making reference to a Disney movie, Dumbo. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I used to watch it a lot when I was little.
Oh, okay. Well, go get it, and she'll watch it with you. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. All
great.
Right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, have a great night.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay. So, Renee, you have lightning tonight, and I have airplane. Hopefully they don't mix.
I just had another friend come over who's standing on the porch now with us watching the lightning storm.
Hello, new friend.
Oh, he corrected me. He said we're standing on the porch looking for ghosts.
All right. That sounds better for the show. Besides the Gulch, where is the most haunted place in Bisbee?
Well, I think there's a couple. I would say the Bisbee Inn, which is also known as Hotel Lemoore, which we actually did a paranormal investigation on this past weekend.
Is that the one that when we were, I know you remember us being there.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
No other people. Okay. I got a really strong smell, like a propane-y gaffy something. Is that that hotel?
I don't remember that. It was the one with the ghost cat.
Okay. Is it the one with the stairway?
Yes.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yes, okay. And actually, the smell of carbolic acid is smelled often in that hotel.
Oh. That must be what I was smelling.
Probably, yeah.
It was really strong, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say that's one of the most haunted, along with the Copper Queen and probably the Bisbee Grand Hotel.
Yeah. Now, the Copper Queen, I know we stayed there once. We stayed in room 402, and we had a visitor. We smelled smoke. We smelled real heavy, cheap perfume, and then we smelled smoke. And it was after taking the tour with you, and my friend Beth and I were there, and we lay down to go to bed, and I heard a man's voice say, "Oh, we're going to bed now." And I went, "No," and I pulled the covers up over my head, and he proceeded to bug her all night. Who was that?
Well, the smoke was probably from a spirit that they call Albert.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure how they came up with that name.
Yeah.
But he is usually seen on the third floor of the Copper Queen, and he'll be holding his cigar.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes people won't even see him. They'll just smell cigar smoke.
Yeah.
And we usually have people on the tour who, like, stayed there the night before and said, "Oh, my God, we smell cigar smoke." And my aunt and cousin came to town and took the tour, and we actually had a 7 and 9 p.m. tour that night, and my cousin wanted to take both of them. So my aunt decided to go explore the Copper Queen, and sure enough, while she was in there, she smelled the cigar smoke, too.
Yeah. Now, what about that cheap perfume that we smelled? It smelled like way too much carpet brush in a very small area.
That would be Julia.
Okay.
And she was believed to be a prostitute.
Okay. Well, maybe that's who he was looking for.
Well, the manager of the Copper Queen, his name is Adam, and I was talking with him this past week, and he told me that they both visit him at the same time, and he knows this because he can smell them both.
We had it going on. Yeah, that was kind of creepy. Earthbounds aren't really my thing. Go to the light, Arthur. That was cool. The Copper Queen's a beautiful hotel, too.
Yes, it is. It's the longest continuously running hotel in the state of Arizona.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been there a long time. And you do tours in Tombstone, right? You already told us that.
Yes.
How long have you been doing them there?
Since December.
Okay. What's the tallest tale from Tombstone?
Well, there's lots of tales. The Birdcage Theater is our favorite haunted location in Tombstone, and the stories are just numerous. You could do a whole private tour just of the Birdcage Theater.
Now, was that, we were in there, too. Was that a brothel, or was that a theater, or was that
it
a brothel? A brothel.
Vaudeville-type performers would perform.
Uh-huh.
And you could go into, gentlemen could go into the cribs with their, you know, ladies of negotiable affection.
Now, those are what are, we thought they were like opera seats.
Yeah, no.
And we're noticed, from Alaska.
If you noticed, you would have seen curtains.
Yeah.
And you could have sat up there and watched the show, or you could have drawn the curtains and had some fun.
All right, then. Well, and is that why they called it the Birdcage, because of those?
I believe because I think they, the gilded cages that they used to have, like the women like dancing and stuff, I think.
Okay.
I'm not positive where the name originated from.
Yeah. What's the most validated sighting in Tombstone?
Well, I think the, well, we had a woman from Sierra Vista who came to Bisbee to take the Bisbee tour, and this was while we were doing research for the Tombstone tour. And she told me a story that she was talking to some locals, and they said, if you want to see a ghost in Tombstone, you come here on the full moon at like 2 or 3 in the morning. So that night, her and her friends and her husband got up in their pajamas, drove to Tombstone.
As you would.
Yes. And they were walking down Allen Street, and they saw this man, and they said that he was in a duster and a cowboy hat, and he was checking on all the doors to make sure they were locked.
Like the sheriff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were going to approach him to ask him if he'd, like, seen any ghosts.
And he was one?
And he was, and he crossed the street diagonally and then disappeared.
Wow.
And she had three witnesses with her.
Very cool, very spooky.
Yeah.
Oh. Is he the most notorious ghost there?
I don't know if he's the most notorious, but I think he has the most validation, I mean, in my in my book. Now, the most notorious ghost would probably be the ghosts of the Birdcage, who are usually heard having parties late at night.
Now,
you'll
when
hear
we were
their
in
music
there...
playing, and you'll hear like footsteps and all kinds of stuff, as if, you know, they're still back in the 1800s.
I thought when we first walked in, you know, you have to pay to go in there.
Because
it's a museum right now. As soon as we walked through the door, and I'm walking in before I make the left turn to go in there, I felt a real heavy male presence. Who's that?
That might be the stagehand.
Okay.
There is a gentleman that's seen, he's usually seen as a shadowy figure.
Yeah, he didn't feel real good to me. He didn't...
And he just is seen walking back and forth over the, by the stage.
Okay. And then when we got up on the stage, there was there was a lot of places, and so my friend Beth went with me, and she felt like her head was being pushed down. Is that
Ooh,
a normal
I've
sensation?
Never heard of that before.
Yeah, she got to the top of the stairs and got really sad and felt like her head was being pushed down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have another call. I'm going to go ahead and take that.
Okie dokie.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I was wondering if you feel like there's any messages or anyone that wants to say anything to me.
Is there a Kara or a Kira around you? A woman with the initial K who's alive and well and breathing?
Not that I know of.
A Kara or a Kiri or a K name. It can be, it's
what
a name
about
that
a
can
Cassie?
Be, huh?
Cassie?
Can it, is it spelled with a K?
No, spelled with a C.
Okay, because I'm feeling like it's a C name.
Well, she's named after me. My name starts with a K.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because I'm getting, it can be a C name that's spelled with a K. Okay. Is she's really important to you, is that right?
Yes, because she's named after me.
Okay. Is she going to college?
She just graduated.
She did. Okay, there's the validation. And this is your husband cross?
Excuse me?
Is your husband cross?
No.
No? Do you have an old lover that's cross?
Yes.
This is him.
Oh.
He's proud of her.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
she
name started with R.
Well, you never know. You know, love never dies.
Okay.
This is why we do readings in private.
Okay.
We never know what's going to pop up. Yeah. Do you have blonde hair? Short blonde hair?
No, but I have short hair.
Okay. Is it
but
blonde?
It's light, but it's not blonde.
It's white?
No, it's light colored.
Okay. Is it like a sandy blonde color?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this is just more validation to let you know he's there with you.
Oh, how sweet.
Spooky,
it's
huh?
It's been 9 years since I've seen him.
Yeah, this is all, this girl that we're talking about, she's very important.
Yes, she is.
Is she going into law?
She was going to, but then she had two children, so she's not doing that now.
Tell her, and this is coming from, you know, that guy, that she's going into law.
Oh, my goodness, she's very smart.
Oh, she's so smart, and she's not done.
Okay.
She graduated from one. But I really feel like he's wanting her to know that she's going into law. Do you know if he didn't reach his full potential in life?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. He doesn't want her to have these regrets.
Okay.
It's kind of like I could have been your grandfather, kid, you know? And I'm watching over you. Yeah. Really, really a cool energy and really wants her to succeed. Make sure that she knows this.
Yeah, this was a man that cared about everybody.
Yeah, well, he cares about her. And are you sitting in a straight back chair, like a dining room chair right now?
I'm sitting in a computer chair.
Okay, he's right behind you. Is this a straight back chair? Yeah, he's right.
Yes.
Love never dies. Don't ever forget that.
Oh, I know that. And okay. I tried to release him because I was grieving for so long. And
it's
I released
okay.
him. And
he's okay. He feels like he's been to the light. He's all right.
Oh, yes.
He's okay. He's just come to visit.
Well,
via
thank
me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Call that young lady and tell her she's going into law.
Oh, I will.
Do it now.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night. Okay, I got to ask you this, Renee.
Okay.
What do you know about the Black Mariah?
Well, the Black Mariah was the original Boot Hill hearse.
It's cool.
It is cool, and it's now, you know, part of the Birdcage Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the hearse that would take the dead to Boot Hill, which, as a lot of people know, is the famous cemetery in Tombstone.
Now, has Boot Hill been moved a few times?
Yeah.
Just not.
I don't know if the town of Tombstone wants me talking about that. But the Boot Hill that tourists go to is not the real Boot Hill.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know where the real Boot Hill is?
From what I hear from historians, it's on the other side of the freeway.
Oh, of course. Okay. Don't tell me that they put a rest stop over it.
I hope not.
Me too. The Black Mariah was really, really, I was impressed. I thought it was a happy thing. You know, that's just me.
Well,
it cost, what, like $8,000 new?
I don't know.
I know it was quite an investment for them at the time.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
What I find impressive about it is that people will always take photographs, and in the photographs they'll see the images of faces peering into the Black Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of those photographs on our Tombstone Ghost Tour website.
Oh, how cool. I'll have to go check that out. What is your website, by the way?
Well, we have three.
Okay, pick one.
One is oldbisbeeghosttour.com.
Okay. All right.
Then there is tombstoneghosttour.com.
Okay.
And then we have arizonaghosttours.com. .net.
Now, something I did, because I'm, like, challenged sometimes, when I was going in and trying to find your website, there's two T's, right?
Yes.
Ghost Tour?
Yes.
Okay.
Two T's, yes. I get asked that a lot.
It stumped me. Downstairs in the brothel theater / where the... Is there a lot of activity down there in the poker room?
From what I hear, yes.
Okay.
especially because a lot of the cribs were down there.
Yeah. Now, we felt really, really sad down there. Is that a normal?
I believe so. People feel kind of a heaviness.
Very heavy, very sad. And that's what Beth was picking up when she started walking up the stage. It was like somebody was pushing on her head.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense going down into that basement area.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have another beep.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How are you? How's things going tonight?
Well, I've had, I guess, kind of a weight on my chest all day, and I'm, like, on the verge of tears for no reason, and I was just wondering if you had any reasoning behind it.
I do. It's because you're an empath. Do you know what that means?
I absolutely do.
You cry for the whole world.
I know.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. It's okay, because you know what? When we cry, it's very, very cleansing. Okay?
Okay.
If you you're laughing.
I usually laugh and cry at the same time.
Perfect. I take a shower and I dry. That's great. If you've been noticing over the last month or two, there's been a lot of people leaving planet Earth. They've had big earthquakes in China. They've had a typhoon in Myanmar, which nobody even knew where it was before this happened. So there's, like, lots of people leaving. And I believe that the empaths and people like you who are experiencing this are helping those souls cross. So when we wake up in the morning, we're absolutely exhausted. And we're sad. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, you're also picking up on the feelings of the people that are left here, the ones that are left behind, who are feeling all of this just huge, huge sadness.
So how do I let it go?
Okay. When this happens to me, and I got slammed with this a couple of months ago, I thought I was really sick.
Instead of just exploding on my husband.
Okay, don't do that. They don't like that. I mean, you know, they're not, my husband, God love my husband. He is the best sport in the world. He's like, would ice cream help? I have found that taking a bath in Epsom salt really helps.
Okay.
If you can get a chunk of calcite to put in there, that helps even more. Now, calcite, if you put it in water, is going to erode away.
Okay.
Eventually.
I have a lot of calcite. I love it.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, orange calcite is what I'm seeing in my head.
Okay.
Light some white candles. Put some rose petals in there. The thing that I do, and I never come from fear except when I'm in Bisbee staying at the Copper Queen in room 402. Other than that, I always come from a point of claiming my space, you know, kind of like saying, this is my house. I'm going to lock the door, and I'm going to turn on the alarm, and I'm going to tell the dogs to attack at will. If you come through here, this is my space, and I didn't invite you in, so you need to leave.
Okay?
Yeah, never come from a point of fear. In the years that I've been doing this, that is always, like, the weakest stance to come from, because if you're afraid, you've opened a door.
Uh-huh.
So be the happy empath.
I think I am.
Okay.
I'm just sitting there listening. You show crying for no reason, and I'm like, this is so silly.
there's always a reason.
There's always a reason.
Cute story here, and I hate to tell on my kids, and if she's listening, my daughter's probably going to cringe. when she was a little girl, she used to watch a show called The Barney Show. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
And she came out one day, and she was just crying. And there was really no reason for her to be crying at 9 o'clock in the morning. She had just had breakfast. Life was good. Her brother was in school. She had my complete attention. And I asked her what was wrong, and she said, Barney said, it's okay to cry.
Oh.
And she just wailed her way down the hallway. So hold that in your heart, and know that Barney says, it's okay to cry. No, we don't need a reason.
Well, thank you, Barney.
Thank you for asking that question, because I know there's a lot of people out there feeling that right now.
Oh, well, you're welcome, and thanks so much for doing your show. We're really enjoying it.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Have a spectacular
All right, back
weekend.
To the ghost stories. I'm enjoying that.
Okay.
All right, Julie, have a lovely All night. Right. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Renee.
Yeah.
Big Nose Kate's. I hear that Big Nose Kate is still there in the saloon. Is that right?
Well, Big Nose Kate actually, it wasn't her saloon.
Okay.
It used to be the Grand Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And in recent years, it was bought and turned into a saloon.
Oh, okay.
Now, they do have a ghost called the Swamper.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is that when it was a hotel, he was, you know, the janitor.
Right.
And he lived in this room in the basement.
Ooh.
And he started to dig a hole looking for silver.
Uh-huh.
And the story goes that he found a fortune, and he hid it somewhere in the building.
In the men's room, probably.
So what they say is that it's his ghost protecting the silver he found.
Ah.
Now, what's interesting is that if you are in Big Nose Kate's and you go down to the gift shop, which is downstairs, which is
right.
where his room used to be, they still have his room and the hole he dug.
Ooh.
And it's all caged off, but you can still see it.
Darn. I had a hard enough time finding the restrooms in there.
Yeah.
I didn't find the gift shop.
No, I have a ghost story, my own experience from when
uh-huh.
I was in Big Nose Kate's. I was actually taking the Tombstone Ghost Tour,
mm-hmm.
And I forget why I was on it, but I was there, and our ghost host, Martha, asked
mm-hmm.
me to get her some water, because
mm-hmm.
it was really windy, and she was breathing in a lot of the dust.
Uh-huh.
And so I went in to get her some water, and I'm waiting for the bartender, and they put two mugs underneath the, like, beer dispenser.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the technical term, so I'll call it a beer dispenser.
The beer thing, yeah.
And
uh-huh.
while I was sitting there watching it, they came out, floated for a second, and then fell to the ground.
Wow. Did you save them, or did they break?
Oh, no, I laughed.
Oh, yeah. I was right behind you.
The waitress looked at me, or the bartender looked at me like, why are you laughing? And, you know, I was laughing because I knew it was the ghost.
Right.
You know, otherwise it would have just kind of fallen, but it came out. And
it didn't just fall.
Yeah, it just stood there for a second and then fell. And
I have books do that to me.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, they'll come off the shelf and hover for a second and I'll grab them. I heard another beep. Let's take our caller.
Hey.
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Joni, and I'm a little bit psychic myself here, but I've had a problem lately where I got neighbors next door to me. They're renters, and I own my home, and they're trying to take over my space with their noise and energy. They know
well, I'm picking up,
me.
Here's what I'm picking up. I'm picking up tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Uh-huh. There's
you're
a story.
Kidding.
There's a story about tomatoes.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a Renaissance fair?
Yes.
You know how they throw the tomatoes at the Shakespeare people?
Right.
The rotten tomatoes? I feel
right.
like that's what's going on here. They think it's really funny.
Yeah, they do, but I feel like I need protection.
Okay, well, okay. Well, don't come from a point of fear ever, okay?
Okay.
Put a bubble of, instead of asking for protection, claim your space. There is a whole bunch of difference between the two. Did you hear the previous caller that I was talking to?
Pardon me?
Did you hear the previous caller that I was talking to telling her to claim her space?
Right, and that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, just imagine, you know, do you sit in a recliner chair?
No, not right now. I'm sitting on a sofa.
But do you usually sit in a recliner when you're trying to relax?
Yes, I like a recliner.
I'm seeing a woman sitting in a recliner, so that's why I'm asking.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, so when you're there, when you're sitting in your recliner, I just want you to imagine a big bubble of white light around your whole property.
Okay?
And then put one around your house, and then put one around you. Okay?
Okay.
And what's going to happen is you're not going to change those people, and you're not going to change their fun, but you're going to kind of put an insulating buffer around you so they don't bug you anymore.
You know, I've tried that with the violet flame, if you're familiar
with
the violet. Well,
this is different. This is different than that. This is Christ-like consciousness, and this changes our energy and our vibration. I do this because I live in a very noisy, active part of town where people shoot at each other in Anchorage.
Oh, yes,
kind of like
understand.
That. Okay, yeah. When I do that and put that bubble of energy around me, it's kind of like I can't hear it anymore. And if I can't hear it anymore, I'm not reacting to it, and my blood pressure doesn't build up, and my heart isn't beating, and I'm not feeling scared.
Yeah,
so try
it's
that.
Crazy, you know. I can't believe I'm dealing with this. Last night they were really noisy at midnight. You know, and they're just having a ball. They're aggravating me. So.
Well, when you quit hearing it, when you put this bubble of Christ-like consciousness energy around you, your house, and your property, you've got three layers of insulation. And if you can't hear it, you're probably going to drift off to sleep, and they're not going to bother you.
Well, that's a good thing, then.
Huh?
That's a good thing, then. Because my house, part of my house is in their yard. That's a problem, so I'm feeling the energy, you know.
Okay. Well, trust me on this one. Try that Christ-like consciousness.
With a bubble around the house, and then a bubble around me.
Uh-huh, and a bubble around your whole property. And all you do is you just ask for a bubble of white, Christ-like consciousness and energy to surround you. And it's amazing how it works, because pretty soon you see their lips move, and you're not hearing anything.
Okay.
It's really a neat thing.
So,
yeah.
Do you feel anything else around me, like anyone from the other side?
There's
all?
A man around you.
A woman?
There's a man around you.
A man, huh?
There's a man. Do you have an uncle that crossed?
Yeah.
Like in the 50s? Or was he in his 50s?
An uncle in his 50s, or?
He either crossed in the 1950s, or he was in his 50s.
Oh, he crossed in his... Well, he's probably in his 50s.
Okay.
Uncle Dan?
He's shuffling around in your living room.
In my living room?
Yeah, was he kind of a cranky guy?
Well, you know what's funny is sometimes I come home and my fan above my table, the light is on, and
yeah.
I never turned it on.
No, he does. He's a cranky, curmudgeon-y kind of a guy. He doesn't like change.
He doesn't like change?
And he doesn't like your neighbors either. He's not helping you.
He's not happy with.
He's not helping you.
He's not helping me?
No.
Well, what can I do?
He's part of it. Put that bubble of white Christ-like energy around you. When
so
you,
he's causing stuff too, right? He's moving things around in my house because I can't find things. He hides things.
Well, you know what? Out loud, what's his name?
I think his name is Dan.
Okay, say, Dan, knock it off. I know you're here. Quit it. You don't have to do this. Okay?
Yeah, because I've sold it.
Yeah,
he's
a lot of
uncle?
Times. What's that?
He's an uncle. Or would he be on my father's side or my mother's side?
All he's showing me is he's shuffling around and he's got brown shoes and he wears glasses.
He wears glasses and his hair is what?
He's wearing brown shoes. He's showing me his feet shuffling around.
And he wears glasses. Well, that wouldn't be my Uncle Dan. That would be my Uncle Bob. He wore glasses.
Okay, he's a cranky old curmudgeon-y kind of a guy, and if you... energy like that attracts negative energy. So, you know, tell him to knock it off. Tell him, you know, this is my house. You're welcome to leave, unless you like having him there.
I knew it. You know, it's so funny. I knew there was something going on here.
Well, there you go.
He's probably aggravating the situation with the neighbors, probably.
He is not helping the situation. It's kind of like, have you ever had a neighbor that just doesn't know when to quit?
A what?
A neighbor that just doesn't know when to quit. It's like they bug other people in the neighborhood until there's this big neighborhood issue going on. They just won't stop.
Yeah.
He's kind of a spoon. He likes to stir things up.
Does he go to work with me, too, by the way? Is he ever...
No, he hangs out at the house. Do you work in a floral shop or around flowers?
I work in a restaurant.
Is it named after flowers, or are there flowers in there?
Flowers?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like flowers.
He doesn't like flowers?
You've got a grumpus hanging around.
So, you know, you're laughing, but this is very funny because I'm telling you, the things I've been putting up with lately,
uh-huh.
I knew something was going on, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
Oh, I know. Well, put your finger on him. And if you'd like him to vacate the premises, send him over to the neighbor's house where he'll blend in a little better.
I think you'd probably get along great with them.
I think you should, as soon as we're done here, just tell him. It's like, go next door because I can't handle you.
He's not an uncle. Are you sure he's an uncle of mine or an old boyfriend?
I felt like an uncle. I don't feel like it's a lover.
And did he have brown hair, did you say? Or?
You know, all he was able to show me was a pair of brown shoes and glasses because he shuffles around your living room.
Shuffles around in my living room.
Yeah.
And he drives me up a wall. It's funny my animals haven't seen him.
Oh, okay, well, send him over to the neighbor's house. You've got a white cat, is that right?
A white cat?
Uh-huh.
I have a white cat that's got gray on him.
Okay, yeah, the white cat and he get along just fine.
Oh, my God.
I think Renee should have a tour of your house.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
I know. I can feel it.
I'm going to let you go,
but give that white light bubble, give it a try.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Isn't this fun, Renee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask a huge favor?
Yeah.
Can you give my friend Andrea here a quick reading?
Sure.
She's sitting right next to me, so I'm just going to hand the phone over to her, okay?
Okay. Alrighty.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea. Boy, what a way to buck the line, huh?
I know.
All right. Is there a friend of yours that's crossed with a D initial?
With what?
A male? Do you have a male that's your same age on the other side that was like a friend that's crossed?
Older than me, a little bit older than me.
Was it a D initial?
No.
Okay, I'm getting the initial D, and it feels like a friend from school or a friend from high school. He's making me feel like an equal.
Hmm.
He's saying hello.
D. I'll have to
catalog it because he's being persistent. He's sitting beside you. You're sitting on a cement step, is that right? A wooden step.
Wood, yeah.
Yeah. He's sitting beside you, or he's sitting on the cement, and you're sitting on wood.
Weird.
Does that make sense?
Sort of, yeah.
You're not alone.
D, though. I can't think of anyone with a D.
Well, think of it. It'll probably occur to you in the middle of the night, and you'll go, oh, yeah, I know who that was.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Yeah, he may have played the drums.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do you like animals?
Oh, I love animals.
Yeah, this is your confirmation. Yeah. Did you want to be a veterinarian or want to study animals when you were, like, in fifth or sixth grade?
I can't remember, actually.
Okay, it feels like this is where this person's from, and what they're doing is they're showing me sitting in my fifth grade science room staring out the window.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I think I'm an animal rescue now.
Okay.
So.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're their best friend,
uh-huh.
And that's very cool.
Awesome.
If you can study, any kind of medicine or first aid or things like that, so you can teach other people how to take better care of their pets, that would just be great.
Well, that sounds like a fun job.
And the Mystery D Man is behind you, and we'll help you with that.
Awesome.
I'm also hearing the name Stephen. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
Stephen.
I know a Stephen who had a head injury, whose wife recently passed away, who has two little kids, and that's who I'm seeing. So I don't know if this is a similar situation. If he passed away and left a wife and two little kids, that I'm not sure.
Sure. Okay.
So, yeah, really strong. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All righty.
Okay, I'm back.
So how many people are on your porch now, Renee?
There's just the two of us now.
Oh, okay. We have another call. I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Julie. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm great. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. I'm having a good time. Can you tell?
Yes. You're so full of levity. It's great to hear you. Yes.
Levity is my middle name. What can I do for you, Nancy?
Well, I was just wondering what you might be picking up for me. I've kind of been out of work, and...
I'm picking up Florida, and I'm picking up an alligator.
Oh, boy.
Does that make sense?
Well, I have a mother, I have a father and a sister in Florida.
Okay, all right. Have you? Are there some? Is there some family stuff you need to clear up with them?
Only to visit and say hello, and
okay.
It's been a while since I've been down there.
Oh well, you got time, right?
Oh yeah.
I think you should go. I feel like here's what alligator means to me. It's representative of the medulla oblongata, the part of the brain that's reactionary. So I feel like there might be some family stuff that needs to be cleared up, but it's definitely in Florida.
Okay.
I think you should go now.
I kind of been holding off because I wanted to get the employment thing settled first.
Uh-huh.
Do you see anything coming along with that?
When I feel like the family stuff needs to get out of the way first, and I feel like you kind of need to enjoy this little vacation that you're having so you can focus on work.
I've kind of been off for 3 months now, and it's kind of hard to relax when you don't have a paycheck coming in, you know?
Have you ever known somebody that tried to get pregnant and gave up and adopted a baby?
I'm just
using this as a visual.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and not that you're going to... No, you're not.
I was wondering if you were asking...
No.
Reality here. Okay.
No. When generally what happens in that situation is they adopt a baby and she gets pregnant because they quit worrying about it.
Okay, so...
And that's a scenario I'm trying to make.
Okay, so you're saying go...
Go, enjoy yourself, be there for 3 or 4 days, come home, find the job.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the job that's elusive, it's worrying just keeps pushing it away from you.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you go and relax, and you know when we get around our family, you always look at them and it's like, thank God I'm not that. And then we come back home and we feel so much better. You know, we just feel...
That's good.
So this will be a really good experience for you to just release and let go and say, you know, I'm gonna slough off all the stuff that I've been carrying around forever, and then I'm gonna go get the job that I want. Are you a case management person or like a paralegal?
No.
Have you thought of that?
Are you
an administrative kind of a person?
I am. Oh my god.
Okay.
Amazing. But I'm more like I'm an administrative assistant, though.
Okay. When you get back from your vacation.
Yes.
In Florida with your family.
Yes.
I want you to look for a job as an admin assistant or even an admin for those who do case management or paralegal work.
Okay. So you'll be a legal firm.
A legal or case management. Now, case management can be medical, too.
Oh, I'm not interested in anything with the medical industry.
You interested in going to work?
Yeah, but I'm more into alternative.
Case management, usually those people work from home.
Oh,
so you might.
I'm actually kind of open to that. I was actually thinking about working from home with my computer.
Okay, you're tracking with me. This is good.
Really amazing.
So drive your computer towards case management, medical, or paralegal stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Enjoy Florida. I hear it's nice this time of year.
It's kind of hot.
Well, it's kind of cold up here, so. Sounds nice.
Now, do you see anything in the love life?
I think you need to get settled in your career first.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
too.
I feel like you've picked quite a few that weren't the flowers that you really wanted in your bouquet. Does that make sense?
Well, I was just going to say I am kind of dating somebody right now, so
okay.
I was wondering if you saw any kind of future.
Is the name Bob by chance?
He's actually an old friend who's just recently resurfaced into my life.
Okay. Is his name Bob, or does it start with a B?
Yeah, there's a Bob. It's an old friend, yeah.
Bob is the one that I'm thinking is the right one. I've got a star behind the name Bob.
No way.
And we've got another caller, so I'm going to let you go, Nancy.
Okay. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome. Have a swell time in Florida.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. Renee, do you communicate with spirits at all?
I wish I could.
Do you ever get any feelings or creepies or anything like
yes.
that? Or
yes.
Do you ever get words just coming through your head?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that's kind of how it works for me. Things just pop in.
Well, I'd love to learn how to do that. I don't know if it's a natural born talent or if you can...
Well, it's kind of like this. Can you breathe?
Yes.
Then you could learn to do this.
Sweet.
It's not so hard. If you were up here, I could teach you. Maybe I'll come down there and teach you.
Okay.
We have another beep. I'm going to take the call
okay.
real quick. Okay. Hello? Hello? Okay. I guess they're gone. I'll go back to talk to
Maybe
Renee.
It was a ghost.
I'm thinking it was the ghost beep from New Orleans. Yeah. Have you ever been spooked on one of your tours?
Yes. We used to go into the Bisbee Grand Hotel, and once I heard a sigh coming from behind me.
Ooh.
Once we heard three loud bangs on the window, went to the window, nobody was there.
Speaking of three loud bangs, we have to go.
Oh, no.
Renee, this has been fun. I want to have you back on.
Okay, anytime.
Okay, you have a spooktacular evening.
You too.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.